wenn simen tzadik tale tzif gimel mi she'eina yocher lechavein haruchais, a person has no way of knowing which direction is toward Eretz Yisrael, is yechavein libay la'oviv sheba shemayim. So yechavein libay la'oviv sheba shemayim. I'd like to mention two things. We had in Sif Aleph, Bekumay lehispalel, im hoya oimeid b'chutz la'oret, yachzer ponov keneged Eretz Yisrael, v'yechavein gam l'Yerushalayim v'l'Mikdash v'Beis Kodshei HaKadoshim. So in Sif Aleph, we're speaking about two halachas. Halacha number one, we're speaking about which direction he should be facing. So that is the direction he is facing b'shas he's davening. Then it says v'chavein. Now after he's facing the direction of Eretz Yisrael, v'chavein gam l'Yerushalayim u'l'Mikdash u'l'Beis Kodshei HaKadoshim. We had learned a Mishnah Berurah that says Pshat in this Kavone, but it would seem the Pashtis of this Halacha is a different Pshat in this Halacha, and then we will these two Halachas go very smoothly. The Lachiki Maginim says Pshat as follows. There are psukim that we learn now that should be derech artzom, one should be mispalo derech Eretz Yisrael. Then there are psukim which we learn that should be el hamokim hazeh, it should be mispalo el habayis hazeh, mispalo Hashem derech ha'ir Hashem b'chartzom. There are psukim which say in which direction the tefillah should go, how the tefillah should go. So the Afiki Maginim says as follows. In Sif Aleph, he says, he is there are two halachas, which we learn now from Sukkim. Halacha number one, he has to face Eretz Yisrael. More than facing Eretz Yisrael, he's not capable of doing. He's facing Eretz Yisrael. But there are Sukkim, והפסוקים כנגיש איספלו על השם דרך העיר אשר בוחרתו ואיספלו לו על הבייס הזה. So he explains, this הלוך is, it should be מכוון that the tefillah should be oila, the tefillah should go, he's navigating the tefillah. That means there are two halachas. Number one, he has to face Eretz Yisrael, and that's the best he can do. More than facing Eretz Yisrael, he can't do. But then he's navigating the tefillah, that he should be mechaven. This is kavodne, that the tefillah should be oilo derech Yerushalayim, derech the Mokim HaMikdosh. So that is in Simen Aleph. So in Simen Aleph, we know the directions, how the tefillah should go. So then there's a seder. So you face Eretz Yisrael, and then then there's a din kavone that you should be mechaven, the tefillah should be oila, derech Yerushalayim, derech habayis. That is in Simen Aleph. In Simen Gimel, mi she'eino yochel lechaven haruchais. That means he doesn't know b'chlal in which direction to face. The minute he doesn't know which direction to face, so this din of lechaven, yeshiva mechaven, that means if I'm facing this, so then I can navigate the tefillah, that the tefillah should go derech Yerushalayim, derech habayis hazeh. But if he doesn't know b'chlal in which direction to face, so then there's no navigation. So then there's another pasuk, v'yispalu al Hashem. I don't know. This is a different suk tefillah. This is he. So I don't know which direction I'm facing. I can't navigate the tefillah. V'yispalu al Hashem. So that's what it says. Mi she'ein yochel lechaven haruchai shechaven li b'lovi shema shemayim. This is a different seder of tefillah. Perhaps it could be in the Kabbalah Satvila, the first way is better. But there's two Siddurim. There's a Seder of the Tefillah should go when you're facing Eretz Yisrael. So I should be Mechavim, the Tefillah should go. Shetala, the Loshan is Shechavim, Shetala, Tefilosoi, Derech Eretz Yisrael, Vishalayim, Beis HaMikdosh. That the Tefillah should go, there's such a concept, that's what Shlomo HaMelech was mispalo, that the Tefillah should go, Derech Eretz Yisrael, Vishalayim, Beis HaMikdosh. But if he can't be Mechavim, the Ruchais, so Memele, then there's a new Seder, Vishpalo, Luval Hashem. It's a different Seder. That's what it's saying. Yechavim, Libei, Lo'oviv, Sheba, Shemaim. It's a different Kavon in Gansen, since Bechlal, he doesn't know which Ruach to face. The Mishnah Berurah brings God down that if a person doesn't know which direction to face, also kaponim, so he faces one direction, and he should turn his head to another direction. It could very well be he's going in the right direction. Siv Dalit, Hoya Roichev ala Chamayel. A person was riding on a Chamayel. And it seems over here he's going with a caravan of people, and he's riding on the chamel. Ein tzorich leiredu lispalu, so he does not have to, now he's having Shemen Esrei, he doesn't have to go off the chamel, get off the chamel, and to daven. Afilu mishe im yesh lo im mishe teifes chamel, he has someone that can hold the chamel. Elo mispalu derech hiluchoi. No, he continues riding on the chamer. He davens riding on the chamer. Now, what is the reason for this? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us as follows: Mi shekosher olav ikuv haderech. That means he's going with a caravan, or he has to be in a certain place, and if he's going to stop here, so he'll be a ganzen mevuvo. I'm stopping him, but will I make it in time? Will I be able to catch up with them? We have to weigh the two tzadim. Mitzad echod betzicher, the tefillah standing on, getting off the chamer and davening to the Rabbeinu Shmuelam is. As in the Tzuras HaTzvila, it's more choshev to do that. But you have to understand the outcome of the Tzvila. If he's going to do this, it can be a mavubel. That means that we'll be able to catch up with them more. So we'll have over here the Tzuras HaTzvila is beautiful, but there won't be a Tzvila because his mind is completely engrossed in something else that look what I'm losing now. I won't be able to catch up with them. So first we have to have tefillah. Then we talk about tzuras ha-tefillah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Neshe kosher olav ikuv haderech. If he's going to stop over here, so it's going to be hard for me. He's going to feel bad about what he's doing, that he's not continuing traveling. And because of this, his das is not miyushiv, so it is preferable continue writing. So al kaponim, even though the tzuras hatfil is not so ideal, but he's davening al kaponim. So I know that's what he should do. Now they bring down from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, so we have a merdik kazach, a person could be writing a chamor and he's davening. So my male, what will be the din if a person is driving a car and also do the same thing? So they say, chas v'sholot. You can't be medame a chamer to a car. Because a chamer, more or less, the chamer goes by itself. Perhaps he has to. The chamer is going by itself. If a person drives a car, he has to, besides the danger involved, but he has to concentrate. He's making the car go. So there is no concentration whatsoever. Bishum oifen, a person should never, when he's driving a car, he should drive a car. He shouldn't even involve that he'll miss his Mount Philly. Yeah. Yeah?
Get a car safe.
It's drives itself, and then you have a chamer. Then you have a chamer. So the car takes care of everything, I see. Ah, driverless car. Okay, very good. Very good. So then he can sit in the back seat and daven ruhig. I hear. That's gewaldig. What do you mean? No, could also be he has to get someplace. About Kaponim, he has to get... No, that could very be. He has to be in at a place at a certain time. I mean, there are things that are pressuring him, could be. So about Kaponim, that'll be a Meredik Azach. Meredik. Okay, I don't know if you learn that from Chada there. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's right. Explain the suicide. Al Capone is still called davening. It's called davening, Al Capone. But here he's not davening. I mean, if he's completely engrossed, he's not. That's not called davening. So the priority is to daven. Now, let's go a little further. Who had in? A mispao del chiluche. Bechein im hoyo besfina oya gabi kolim. Also the same thing. Don't put an anchor or don't. That means he's pressured. He has to be in a certain place at a certain time. So don't stop the svina. Don't stop the wagon. Feel you're capable of doing it. Daven in the wagon and in the sfeen. Fine. The same thing. V'chein. That means if he has this pressure on himself, this tilde that he has to be there at a certain time. Now, finish. So now we just gave him a green light. You can daven riding on the chamer, and you could daven while the sfeen is going and while the wagon is going. Now, im yochel lamoy, what is it in if he can stand? That means he's in the wagon, he's in the ship, if it's possible for him to stand. Here lamoy does not mean to stop. He can stand. He can stand, that means he's on the ship, and he can stand. So if he can stand, l'tomishayne yoshev elohime daraglov, so he should do that. That means he's not stopping, he's standing. If he can stand without being gestelt from the standing, so he should stand if he can do this. And if he can't stand, and therefore they all bring down, they bring from Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, if a person is in a plane, and... So to stand in the aisle or to stand someplace that he'll be in Gansen, the Kavonis Atzilus, he should sit. Or have later, he should sit. He can't stand. Or if the plane is shaking, if he can't stand, he can't stand. This is Im Yochel. So this then is Im Yochel Lamedoyim. If he can stand, he should stand. Vim Lav, and if he can't stand, Yeshev Bim Koymai Umispal. So then he sits. B'chol zayis, azak te mishnah b'lorim, b'chol zayis yach sepon nevlaret zisoyl imef shaloi. Now, there's a meredik echidish from Rab Chaim Knievsky Shlita. Rab Chaim Knievsky says as follows. That means like this. We have to take into consideration Chazal will matter, you can daven walk. That means if I can't walk or I can't continue, I'll be a mavulbu. So you're allowed to walk, you're allowed to. So Abraham Kanievsky says if a person is in a bus and the bus is going to stop at the place he has to get off, and he's middle of Shemanesh, but if he won't get off, so you can imagine what the Shemesh will be all about. So he says he's allowed to get off. is allowed to get off. Amar b'kazach. Afilu b'emtzei shmein esrei. Just like in daven shmein esrei, walking, because if I can't walk, I can't daven. So the same thing over here also. If I won't be able to get off by the dust, so there won't be any davening at all. So you miss Mount Villa, finish. So you'll daven to Shemin Esrus by the next villa. Ain't a Hanami, 100%. Okay, oh, so that's if you have, okay, so if you have tefillah, that's right, but if you can daven to Chatzos. But if you're going to miss that also, so you'll daven to Shemin Esrus. Yeah. Tezayin. Yeah. Oy, v'imlav yeshivim kaimim espalo. That's in the ship, in the coven, in the wagon. Oy, imha yoheilach beragla, if he was walking, mispalo, derech hiluchay. So he continues walking again, because if he's going to stop walking, he's going to get murdered for tomorrow. Rav imein ponov keneged Yerushalayim, even though when he's walking, he's not facing Yerushalayim. Afilu shaloi b'mokim sakone. Ki im yamayit. Because now this is the sod of all these halachas. If he's going to stop the yispalo and hildamen, yikshe be'ein of ichodal. So then he'll feel very bad about that he's not continuing on his journey until he's going to come late or he'll miss the caravan. The yitrad liboy, and it'll be, that's what his life will be full of. V'lo yuchal lechavim, he won't be able to be mechavim. Yeah. I'd like to just say for 1 minute, Baruch Hashem, I had done the right thing. My son, who was nifted tesvov ba'ov, we got a phone call 5:30 in the morning. The matzav is very shver, and we have to come to the hospital. And I had made birchas hatoyre, and I came there, and there was a lot of people there, and I had a suffix what to do. Should I? It was the end was very imminent. I didn't know when it's going to be. Everything was dropping, so I didn't know what should I do. Should I put on talis and tefillin? Say Krishma and Shmeina Esrei, so I know I took care of the basics. Finished. Or else I should start. But then I thought, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to be a murderer of the ruble. Because what should I skip? What shouldn't I skip? Maybe it's a bichas Krishma also, maybe thus. So my mind will, I'll be thinking about one thing. What should I say? What should I skip? But it wouldn't be davening. So I decided I'm going to open up a siddur, go from the beginning to the end. I started, and whatever it'll be. If I become an oinon in the middle of davening, so I put, I don't have to be an oiba chocham, since I don't know what the chochma is. I didn't have the faintest idea. So I started davening from the beginning. I didn't skip anything. Kaddishly called Bukhir, Ktairis, Akeda. Everything went straight. And I was able to daven 2 hours. And Moiridik. Well, this is nothing to do with the Halacha Shabbai. But everything was dropping. On the monitor, everything was dropping. In these 2 hours, everything stopped. Everything stopped. And it finished davening after Aleinu. Till after Aleinu. And then there was someone there from the Chevra Kedisha. Someone said, I should give my son a bracha. So I asked him, could I touch him? He said, no, maybe the Gesisa is starting now. So that's Abal Kaponim, but the Halacha, I mean, from this Halacha, we see the Ikir Saddam and don't make, like this, I understood the whole Tzillah would be a Bilbo. The whole Tzillah would be a Bilbo. Should I say this? Shouldn't I say this? So, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, so Memele, כי אם יעמד ויספר לו יקשב אין אף איכו דלכה ויתורד ליבי וליוכה לחם. So that's first on the agenda, to make sure that the lay won't be nitrat. פאקל לפי הדרך וימוקים לפי ירוסוי וישב דת, so you have to be shaykel this. Now, ויש מחמירים, so but על קופונים, we say as follows, that the criteria and the most important thing is that he should daven. He shouldn't have a tilde on this on his mind, because then he's not davening. V'yesh machmirim lamed ba'ovis, that he should stop by ovis. That means we just said, don't get the, you can continue riding on the chamer, you could continue walking. If by the first bracha of ovis you can stop, and you'll stop the chamoyer, so then you'll be able to be mechaven by others. And could be, it's only one broche, it won't be such a big hefset, so it's kedai to stop, and we can chap a rein, that he'll be able to be mechaven better to say birchas ovis when he's not traveling at that time. So that's what others say. If he can do this, it would be preferable to stop by others. If he can do that. Lamed ba'ovis. Oh, no, he's good. V'yishiv datoy. Now he says, I'm ready to say. V'im kodam hu l'shayore. What if he's ahead of the caravan? Umamtim aleim. He's waiting for them. So now he's ahead of them and he has to wait for them, and someone can hold his chamer. So then this whole halacha is not applicable. He is nothing what to be concerned about if he's going to daven standing. Then yered lemato v'yispalo. So let him daven. He doesn't have a tilde, so let him daven properly. The Choskin Shemahalach Beraglov, if he was walking and now he's ahead of the caravan, so why are you walking? There's no need to walk further. You have to wait for them. Shesorchu Lamed Ulispalo. Shebamida Zulo Yitogid Lipo. He won't get mevulbul that he's standing, because he has to wait for them. Now there's a second day that says Lamed Ba'ovais. That means even though he's permitted to continue riding on the chamoyer while he's davening and he can walk, but he should stand, he should stop. He should stop, I always. The biggest of his hakavon lekuvet hukamasim and kufala umahalech eini yachalachavim kolkach. So while he's walking, he can't be mechavim as much as he could if he's not walking. V'chein b'roichev ala behema, v'yamido at k'mar b'chas oveis. Avlein tzorech leilereid mimen, he doesn't have to go off, he just said stop. Don't continue riding, and by not continue riding, so we have an extra amount of kavone, which you will not have if you're continuing to ride. So if you can do that by oveis, you should do this. He's sitting in a svina or a gola. That means he can't stand by the old davening. So im yochel lamoid b'mokim akriyes oibet. But now, so his davening is be yeshiva, but there is a mitzvah to be kireya when he says Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham. And Maidim, there's a mitzvah of Kriya. So Al Koponim, if he could be Mekayim mitzvahs Kriya, Im Yochalami b'mokim HaKriyas Oymet. Kedei, so he will accomplish, I mean, the whole davening is sitting. But Al Koponim, Al Chaparayim, there's a mitzvah of Kriya in Shemayna Esrei. So the mitzvah of Kriya can Chaparayim, this is a very short period of time, they say kereya, mu'umet, so is kereya, u'paisaya sholish psiyas, and also, ichapsarayin, that by oisa sholem, but this, the Indian of the psiyas, I'm standing lifnei ha-melech, and now, then I'm standing, and then all of a sudden, I start doing other things, it's been a covet to be paisaya from the melech. So if he can do this, if it's possible to do this, he should do this. He should be Peseyah Shalish Psiyas, or he should get up for he should get up to make the bikereya. And God, the Moshe brings down in the tshuva if a person is in a plane. So he says the best thing is don't daven in the aisle, don't daven in the back. People walking back, sit down on your place. And daven sitting, you hold your feet together. But al kaponim, if you can stand up to be kareya, baruch atah Hashem, you made your kriya, then you sit down again, baruch Hashem, magen Avraham, and moedim. So that's what you should do. So there's a besondere din, if you, in yachel, if he can do it, if the chairs are so squishy, he can't get up at all, so he can't say that he can't do it. Yeah. Hago ava pishe yoyshei b'chol atvile, the whole Shemein Esrei is sitting. Mikol makim. Im efshe loy lamoid yamoid, kedei lekayim akriyas v'apsiyas, that he should be mekayim the mitzvahs kriya and the sholosh psiyas kedalko. V'mi efshe loy, if he can't do it, so kegoyin shezoichem ala behemem, so yags, so kaponim de psiyas, he could be mekayim, yags ha behemem shloish psiyas lachadel, that he'll make that the behemem should go 3 steps backward, because it's an Indian that you were in with the Melech, and now you have to show you are leaving the Melech, so there's an Indian of Sholish Psiyas. Even though he was sitting the whole Tfilah, he couldn't stand, it's too wobbly in the ship, he couldn't stand. Bim Kain have a minute the gambim came a kris or the flesh. That so if he can't stand, so Mamela would think of the kris, he also should sit and he should make the kris. Kamash Malom. So it's telling us no, the kris he should make, if he could make. I don't know exactly what the reason is. Either the reason is that could be since the kriyas takes a small amount of time, so even though he can't stand the whole davening, he's afraid, so he can't be mechaven, but could be for this short period of time, he wouldn't have this fear of falling, or maybe the kriyas adoicha, the kavodah, means it's more important to make the kriyas, even though at that time he will lose out in the kavonim. Because the Mishabur seems to say, I would think that it's preferable not to make the kriyas, in order to be mechaven better, is kamash malon. So I don't know exactly what the kamash malon is, but at the loss is, you make the kriyas. Buhu adink shemahalach beraglov, yire lamed ktas pishas akriyas, that means if he's walking, so al kaponim, when it comes to, he said he's the whole davening is walking, when it comes to Yisr Sholem, he should make 3 steps back, and that again, that alone is not so problematic. Or if he's riding in the behemah, yachza behemah, oy yachza ratzmei lachayrev, or else al kaponim, he should be sitting on the chamor, so he should push himself back. So it's also, that means, because he was connected to Melech, and now he's leaving the Melech. Someone says the same thing if a person is in a wheelchair, so he's happening in the wheelchair, but kaponim by Eishe Shalom, so he should take the wheelchair back, but look him to 3 seers. Siv Vav, Chayle Mispalu, what is if a person is a Chayle? Mispalu, Hafilu, Sheichev Al Tzidai, even though he can't stand, he's lying. So he can lie on his side, he shouldn't lie on his back, that's the Chayve, he should lie on his side. Vushi Yochel Lechavim Dait, if he can be Mechavim, so he should have him. V'miyev shaloi l'ispalu, if he can't daven, his matzav is he can't have a kolmokim yahare b'liboy, shenema imu b'vavchem al mishkavchem. So let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Chayle mispalu, a chaylul is mispalu, וזוקן שאין יוכל לעמד, או זוקן does not have the כוח to stand, יש לי במקוי מוי, ויספלו. אגב, הדיר שבנזן אמר לכזך, there's a person who does not have the כוח, you have a long מוסף, לא ששונה, so long שמנסה, you don't have כוח to stand the whole שמנסה, she brings from the שבט הלוי, he should start Shemenesre always Pamide, and then when he feels he can't stand, he should sit. He should sit. Yeah, Rim Yochel Lamoid. Now, so we have this Choyl. Yochel Lamoid, Bumokim Akriyas, Kedei Shekereim Umid, Yahamet Shodah. If he can make the Kriyas, he should make the Kriyas. What is if he can't say the Shemenesre? Yahare Boliboy. But maybe he's Yaitse. There's a very interesting Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham and Simen Kuf Aleph Sif Cotton Beis is a Mirlik and Shaila. It could be Tzila Yaitse Belev. Love the Bechol of Avchem. It's a Vedish Belev. So it could be Evshe the Yaitse Bezebediyevet. That means the Magen Avraham is Mesupik and Simen Kuf Aleph Siv Cotton Beis. So could be this is Pshat here in the Mishnah Berurah. Perhaps the Yaitse B'Zevet the Yevet. Could be he was Yaitse. Ben Tzorech Larzo is Palo. He doesn't have to daven over again. I feel him Hivri B'Zman Tzvila. That means could be B'Zi Yevet. This is called a Tzvila. V'yach Shonu Su'ata. V'ayim Pri Chodesh Prima Kodim. Which I'm not so poshut. That can be Yaitse B'Lay. V'ayim Lava Simen Samach Beis. Yivtam Mishnah Berurah. Bir Aloch Hishon. Bimeine yochel lechaven datoi tedaven shmenesre, kairi krishma levadi mevshaloi, krishma levisha kabonis, krishma eina leposa krishin, bekal yochel lechaven, bikin chaparayna shmenesre al kaponim. The first posuk of krishma kud chaparayn. Mi shohoi loi anosim mikan o mikan. That means on both sides he's surrounded with goyim. Umishyore Shema Yavsiku Tfilosoi, or Yavsidu Mecca. Mitzvah can stand up to Davin. They're going to have a heyday. They're going to either the Mimafsikim and the Tfilah, or they'll take away his possessions. So, Mamela, Yeshev Bim Koimoi Vyispaus. You don't have to tell them that you're davening now. You just sit the way you were sitting till now, Vyispaus. Because if he's going to daven and he hears he's surrounded by goyim on both sides, so Memele, he won't be able to daven. So the only way he can daven, he's sitting down and mumbling and they don't know what he's doing. And Al Kaponim, he can daven then. So the Chashulchan says, you won't make it. I mean, I can't show them I'm davening. So Memele, so you're sitting and you're mumbling and they don't know what he's doing. So Yeshev Umispalo Bekoireya Bishas Yeshive. Because he can't be Mechamen. Sivchas Yeshli Zoyer Shloilis Meich Atzmoy Laomed Oy Lechaveira Bishas Tzvili. Should not lean on an omod or on someone else, Bishas Tfila. Yes, Shaloi Lismaich, you shouldn't lean atam, the Tfila Tzrich Amida, you have to stand. Kino Kamasim in Tzadikres, Vamida Shayidei Smichin, if I am standing, by leaning on something, Lefshive Amida, that's not called Amida. So this halacha that Amida Gesmich is not called an Amida, that means if his whole, that means if they take away the thing he's leaning on, he would fall, and the whole way he's capable of standing is because this he's leaning on this. So that's not called Amida, that's called Smicha, which doesn't have a din of Amida. Ulefize, Smicha Ktas. But what is if he's just leaning partially on something? If he will take it away, he won't fall. He's just supporting himself by leaning on something. That That's one reason why. So then the whole Issa is only if he's placing his whole weight on that what he's leaning on. V'yesh Eimer Matam, others say a different reason. The Tzrich Aliyeh the Eimer. That means leaning on something, it's missing the Eimer, which is proper by Shemines Lefize, the whole Gavni Yosa. And then you can't even lean partially. You're standing with the Eimer. But Mokim Atchak, if it's difficult, Yesh Lehoku, Ketama Rishain, and then it's only, also only if he's putting his full weight on that what he's leaning on. And Lekama, yeah. La'amud, l'chein yizoyo, shlo yismachat mea gabi shtender, v'yizavni from a shtender, he should not lean on the shtender. V'chein b'chol mokim shetzorech amide, k'ayim b'shar shere yisayf atere negde, b'chol k'yayitz b'zeh. B'shar tfile, v'chayle shaboy lo yishuch alacham b'amide yidei smiche, yasekein, v'im lav, yispal mi yishuv. That means if a chayle has any way to stand, even though he's leaning completely on whatever it is, so leaning completely is zicher better than sitting. So if he can do this, it's zicher more choshev. So now, okay, we'll stop here then. Yes. Yeah, that's right.
So how we ask him that
I some of this another makir. I mean, you're right. The Gemara over there says the Gemara says, but it seems to be another makir. It brings down Imulav Chem b'sheish b'shem Erchus Chaim a psikta. Yeah.